Hey everybody, and welcome into the audio-only version of JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. We are available on our YouTube channel to catch us in all of our HD goodness. On today's episode, we continue our Advent series, and we also share a pour of a very affordable, moderately, somewhat, very, depending on where you live, elusive wheated pour. And as always, join us on jbbibleandbourbon.com/social. That's going to have all of our social media links for Facebook, for Instagram. It's going to have links to all of our podcatchers, which you have because you are here. We also encourage you to go subscribe, like, comment our YouTube channel. Helps our algorithm, helps us reach more people. You can also support us on Patreon. We have an apostle and a disciple level tiers. Those will get you monthly time with JB and I. Now, sit back, settle in, let's go. Cue the intro.
All right, well, Merry Christmas, everybody, and welcome back to JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. On this podcast, yeah, we talk about things that we are super passionate about. We're passionate about Jesus this time of year. We love to, you know, dig into the story of how he was born. And we're also passionate about good whiskey and sharing good pours with good friends. I'm JB. I'm a pastor at a Reformed church here in Ohio. And with me is my good friend, Fancy Rob.
And I am finally resigned to it, Fancy Rob, I think.
Yeah, take so, that. It only took about a year.
That's right. Thank you all for joining us again. I'd like to talk to you about how you can find out more about the show. Follow the show, all of those things. So we'll do jbbibleandbourbon.com/social. It's going to have all of our social media links, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all the podcatchers, Rumble and YouTube, and any other way that we come up with between now and when you're listening to this to follow us. Much like iBuy handles, we just recently got our YouTube handle. And JB, I don't think I even had a chance to tell you this. Oh, I set it up this morning. No. So now we're youtube.com/JB Bible and Bourbon. So it is now finally it's working. Official. All of my channels, yeah, got them at very different times. They've been like trickling. So
yeah,
we are now YouTube official. So follow us on jbbibleandbourbon.com/social.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, you haven't mentioned that to me. So that's cause for celebration. Yay. Mm-hmm. So
good. Let's drink.
Yeah, we are going to drink. Well, do you want to pour first before we chat for a little bit? So if you want to, we can.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's just drink. Take it out of order, right? It's a good day.
Switch it up. That's how we do things. It's our podcast. We can do what we want.
It is. And for a rare occasion, we're actually recording on a day that we drop an episode, which is
yeah, that's a first. Cool. Ooh, oh, yeah. Good pop.
That was a good one. So I'm going to go
Woodford
Reserve, Woodford the ABC pick. Yeah.
I actually went with Knob Creek single barrel pick from Fairview Wine and Liquors, Frankenstein.
Excellent. That's the second time I've watched you drink that one this week.
Yeah. So are we going to cheers since we got our YouTube handle?
Cheers.
We are doing Advent stuff for our podcast. Uh-huh. We're giving people the gift that they didn't ask for, an episode every week during Advent.
That's right.
So in light of the coming of Christmas and Advent, I thought we could discuss maybe what some of our favorite Christmas traditions or our good Christmas memory that you have.
One that I always liked. I'll share one growing up and then. Sure. You know, one more recent. So growing up, it was always, you know, the family coming over to the house. You get up in the morning. Yeah, we would have a breakfast that was all these, you know, zucchini bread, banana bread, all these different breads and pastries. And it was the only time of year we'd really have that. Mm-hmm. So I really, really love that because I'm a large, large person. So at first I'd unwrap the bread before the presents. Then, amen, you know, brother. We do our, you know, the nuclear family presence. And then the extended family would come over, you know, football on the street, all of those types of things. Have your Christmas dinner and then take all your pies and pops and everything and just go out on the deck and shove it all in the snow to keep it cold for the rest of the day while you keep going back to it to chow down. Oh, nice. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I always stuck in my head. More recent one is I haven't made it in a year or two, but okay. I would for Christmas make this hot chocolate that was really just heavy whipping cream and Hershey bars. Oh, and it was like spectacular. Whoa, but you had to, while you're drinking it, you have to like stir it. Otherwise it congeals.
Yeah.
And turns into choco butter, which isn't a bad thing either. So those were all delicious. How about you, my friend?
Yeah. So, I guess growing up, so we'll start with a younger memory and, more recent. Growing up, we would go to candlelight service at our church. Mm. And I remember my brothers and I would, and my sister, we would try to see who could keep their candle lit the longest.
Yeah.
So we would take them home with us and try to keep them going even through the car ride. But wow. Yeah. And so hot wax dripping everywhere.
It doesn't sound dangerous at all.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
But also, kind of like you, we always had that family get together on Christmas, Christmas Day at my grandmother's house, and we'd have Christmas dinner and everybody would be there and open presents and just have a good old time. But, I think in recent years, James and I kind of got into making gingerbread houses every year. And we started from doing them from scratch. So we would, first year was an utter failure where didn't hold up and it crumbled and we pretended like aliens came and destroyed the gingerbread house. And so then we just ate everything.
Independence Day.
Yeah.
Gingerbread edition.
Right. Yeah. And so, over the years we got better at it. I don't think we've ever really perfected the art of making gingerbread houses, but like last year we bought a kit and it was the office gingerbread. Yep. And so I took pictures of that and I posted pictures of our gingerbread house on Instagram.
Excellent. So
I leave a fa la 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 lasting impression.
You do. So that reminds me of another tradition that I have, JB, which is buying the gingerbread kit and then never putting it together. So
just eating the pieces out of it.
I do have the office one in a closet somewhere. I'm not sure which closet in the house. So I'll do it next year because the kits are stale by the time you get them anyway. So who cares?
Yes, they are. The gingerbread is good. Like if you're making it from scratch, the gingerbread is good the day of, but then you don't want to eat your gingerbread house after it's been sitting on a shelf for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and the frosting dust after all the dust settles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just delicious. Not good.
So good.
Well, yeah. So, like I said, we are doing an Advent series, and the thing about the Christmas time is, I know for me, it's easy to fall out of the Christmas spirit. With the busyness of the season, as a pastor, there's a lot of things that, we have to do. There's the kids program, and then there's Christmas Eve service, and you want everything to be perfect, and we have an Advent series and we do Advent readings. And so, and then you throw in life difficulty for, if you're not a pastor, you throw in the difficulties of the season, you throw in the stress of the season, the financial burden of the season. And it's easy to get discouraged and fall out of the Christmas spirit. But the good news is that the Holy Spirit helps us to remember the true meaning of Christmas, and the Holy Spirit helps us to remember why we celebrate Christmas by revealing to us truth. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about in our message today. The message is about the Holy Spirit illuminating in the story of the Christmas narrative. So before we get into it, Rob, would you go ahead and pray for us?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together, Father. We thank you for the privilege of sharing Advent with people all over the world, Father God. We pray that this be a message that for someone who doesn't know you, that this is illuminating to how the Holy Spirit works through this season, through all of our lives, and points us back to you. Father, we give this time over to you, and we thank you, we praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. And so the cool thing is last week, we learned about through the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus was conceived. Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary's womb. Jesus was conceived. He was born to reconcile us to God, to bring us into a right relationship with God. So today we're looking at the Holy Spirit in Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45. And this is what it says. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. And it says this, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child that you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." And so this is where we see the work of the Holy Spirit in the Christmas narrative. And this part of it is the Holy Spirit comes upon Elizabeth and illuminates truth in her mind. It brings her the knowledge that Mary is bearing the Lord Jesus. And so what we see, the first thing in this, is that the Holy Spirit reveals truth. And that's what it did to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, her eyes were open. Even the baby in her womb had truth revealed to him in that moment about who Jesus is. Otherwise, why would she say, you know, that you are giving birth to my Lord, you know? And that's only by the Holy Spirit showing her the truth. And so it says in Scripture, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And in that filling of the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth is given truth. The Holy Spirit empowers her to recognize one of the greatest truths that's ever revealed to us, and that Jesus conceived by the Holy Spirit is our Lord and Messiah. And there's a great quote by Billy Graham, and he says, "The Holy Spirit illuminates the minds of people, makes us yearn for God, and takes spiritual truth and makes it understandable to us." And that's what we see here in Luke chapter 1, verse 40-41. And so, Rob, if you would go ahead and read for us Isaiah 11, verse 2.
Yep, Isaiah 11, 2 from the ESV. "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord."
And so we see as the Holy Spirit comes on people, the Holy Spirit gives wisdom, the Holy Spirit gives understanding, and that means our eyes are open to the truth. And so that's how the Holy Spirit's described, as a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of knowledge. And so we are given that same Holy Spirit, and that same Holy Spirit illuminates our minds and gives us wisdom, truth, understanding, and knowledge, so that we can recognize the truth of who Jesus is.
Yeah, and I do love that the wording isn't, it's not a one-time deal, right? The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. This isn't a, you're going to have wisdom in this particular moment. You're going to have the ability to access the counsel of the Holy Spirit at that time. It's a resting upon you and a dwelling of you as the Holy Spirit fills you.
Yeah. And so we know that the whole, at, you know, at our current revelation of who God is, that the Holy Spirit fills us and is with us at all times, so that when we need truth, when we need knowledge, it is revealed to us. And so if we read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9, it says, 9 and 10, it says, "However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him, these are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God." So truth is revealed by the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. He reveals to us things that, you know, otherwise we wouldn't be able to understand. The some of the mysteries of God are revealed to us through the Holy Spirit as we search Scripture and as we pray. the Holy Spirit is kind of like our guide through those things, bringing light to certain things as we encounter them. And that means sometimes when we read the Bible or sometimes we pray, we're going to get different revelations of truth, throughout our lives. You know, I might read one passage of scripture at some point in my life and understand it partially. And then there may be a year or two down the road where I read it and further truth is revealed to me through that passage.
And point two, right? The Holy Spirit reveals the truth about Jesus.
Yes. And so that's what we saw in our main passage. So go ahead, if you would read Luke 1:42-43.
Yeah. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?"
So what's interesting to me is that this is the first human confession, the first open proclamation that Jesus is Lord. It's the first time it's coming from the mouth of a human being saying, yes, Jesus is Lord. He is Messiah. Up until this point, it'd just been prophets prophesying of a Messiah, of angels revealing to Joseph and Mary the news and truth about, who was in Mary's room. But here, again, Elizabeth not only has an encounter with the Holy Spirit, but she's encountering Jesus as he's in the womb, and the Holy Spirit reveals to her the truth that Jesus is this long anticipated Messiah. And she's so overwhelmed in the Holy Spirit in that moment and the truth about who Jesus is that she has to confess. She says it in a loud voice, like she couldn't contain it. That truth could not be contained. And there's no way she could know that outside of the power of the Holy Spirit illuminating her mind to the truth. And so if we look at John 14:26, we're told, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." That's the words of our Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples. And the Holy Spirit shows us today, just like it did with Elizabeth, the truth about Jesus. And it reminds us about all the truth that Jesus spoke when he was here on earth. Elizabeth believed the truth revealed to her by the power of the Holy Spirit, and she had to openly confess that. The Holy Spirit reveals that same truth to us, the truth that Jesus is Lord and Savior. And so I think you got a pretty important question to ask at this point.
I do. What's in your glass? What is pour to, JB?
Some Holy Spirits.
You are welcome here. So,
I'm getting believe you some have Christmas your spirit.
And you have your special glass as well.
I have my special glass. So, first of all, I went with Uncle Nearest, 1884.
Nice.
It's just good.
Always good.
Good pour.
Excellent.
It's one my wife likes, and so when there's bourbons that my wife likes, they're bourbons that I always have to have on my shelf. And so this is one of those pours that she actually enjoys, and she's really expanded her bourbon palate over the past couple of years. She's gone from, I'll taste it and not really like it, to the point where she has certain bottles that she likes, and those bottles are essentially hers, on the shelf. So what did you go with, my friend?
I'm going with another pick, the Rebel Distillers Collection.
Nice. I love those Rebel picks.
Yeah, I'm starting to move my palate in the direction of our future pour. So I'm working. I'm working it here.
I did go with the kitty cat glass. I love on the bottom there's little paw prints. It's just so cute.
This Rebel, the Rebel Distillers pick is tasty.
The Uncle Nearest it reminds me of Four Roses. It's a very good floral light whiskey.
Yeah.
Really easy drinking. So there's a good amount of floral notes on it, some sweetness of honey and caramel, and you know, it's only like 93 proof, so it's a good, easy drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
And that's the truth about that whiskey, and that actually helps us out go into the next point, which the Holy Spirit reveals the truth of a relationship with Jesus. So that was a different segue, but
that was a nice segue.
If we look at Luke 1:45, it says, "Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." So there's a blessing and an assurance in professing a faith in Jesus and believing that he will fulfill the promises that he has for us. And so in a relationship with Jesus, we receive grace, receive mercy, we receive love. And so the truth about a relationship with Jesus is that we receive those things and we have eternal life through his finished work at the cross. And so if you would read for us John 14.
Yeah. So John 14, 20 through 21. "In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Yeah, so that's a really good illustration of the point, right? That the layers of that truth are being revealed, the layers of the truth about the relationship of us to Christ, to the Father, and really the Trinity coming together with the Holy Spirit, you know, guiding us in that truth of the relationship.
Yeah, I like you said, the layers. It's like, yeah, it's layered with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's like it's like a Holy Spirit parfait or a holy parfait.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a delicious dessert item for Christmas.
The holy parfait. But yeah, and so the Holy Spirit is revealing that truth that in a relationship with Jesus, we are blessed. And what are those blessings? Love, mercy, grace, eternal life. And so part of the blessing that Elizabeth is talking about, that is the truth of relationship with Jesus, grace and love overflowing, holy parfait of goodness. Now I'm getting hungry.
That is a new way to say it. All right.
The holy parfait. I think that's going to be my new way of explaining the Trinity to people. All the layers.
Let's
are
be honest.
Good.
It's not worse than other ones I've heard. So
there are
I'll
some
give
bad
that.
Ones out there.
There are some bad ones.
So the truth about a relationship with Jesus is, you aren't just close to Jesus. Jesus dwells in your heart. Jesus is within you. You will never find the true intimacy you seek until you find intimacy in Jesus Christ, the very thing for which God has made you, for Christ to dwell in your heart and for you to dwell in him. And so one of my favorite passages of scripture is Romans 10:9. It's this, you know, a way to evangelize. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you are believed and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and you are saved. You know, I've said it before. I can't imagine my life without Jesus. I remember what my life was like before I accepted him, and it was a mess. And through him, I found love. Through him, I found forgiveness. Through him, I found grace. And I was able to find joy in a relationship with Jesus. And so what I found in that relationship is that I could take all the crap in my life, all my problems, my frustrations, and just lay it out before him, and he would listen. But not only would he listen, he would respond. He would listen to my problems, and he showed himself faithful. And, you know, through my life, I can see where Jesus has worked in many of the issues in my life. And so that showed me that I could trust in him, that he was faithful. And I can realize that Jesus went to the cross so that we can know grace.
Yeah, and going back to Isaiah, right? You have the spirit of wisdom and understanding. You have the spirit of counsel and might. You have the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. So, yeah, exactly.
You get all of that good stuff.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's there's more layers to the parfait, I guess.
That's right.
And so the parfait just overflows. And we all have that opportunity to reach out to Jesus, to be in relationship with him, and to receive his Holy Spirit. And so just to kind of summarize our message today, that the Holy Spirit reveals to us truth, the truth about who Jesus is and the truth about what a relationship with him looks like. And it's open to all of us.
Excellent summary, JB. And I think with that, we'll be right back. And we back.
Yeah, you thanks missed, everyone for Rob's fancy festive Christmas dance.
It was spectacular. It may or may not be on TikTok. We'll see. So one thing I noticed, JB.
If it is, you will be impressed with it.
Yeah. So one thing I noticed, the visual Easter egg, which is why you have to be watching us on YouTube or Rumble. Look at my hair, and it's all points spiky.
Jesus.
And then as I go down, as I start to kneel down, you see the other spikes sticking up from my pipe rack.
That's hilarious. And
they're indistinguishable from my hair, as you as you see. Oh.
Being Christmas time, so, I see what you did there.
Wow. All right, so it's that part of the show. So I'm going to transition simple. Quickly.
No, it's simple cause and effect.
I apologize, everyone. I know that you've listened to a few episodes. You tried to skip the dad jokes, and then JB's just pulling you back in.
Yeah.
So we are going to be featuring a Weller, a special
buddy.
Reserve. Rob buys handles. This is our handle. We got our YouTube handle today. I mean, it's a handle's messiah, I guess, is the,
You're getting it, buddy.
Boom. I'm getting it. All right, so I'm going to pour this. JB has a sample, so he'll be pouring that in his glass. Oop, it's already there. Through the magic of modern video podcasting, YouTube channeling, whatever these things are called. We don't know yet. We're not that professional. So this is Weller Special Reserve. It is from the Buffalo Trace Distillery. It is 90 proof. Fast math, JB. What is ABV on that?
45.
45%.
Cult 45.
It works every time. There is no age statement. We're gonna strike a little bit of a nerve again. It is a very undisclosed mash bill. It is Buffalo Trace's wheated mash bill. Corn, wheat, malted barley. They don't tell us what the percentage is. They're never gonna let it known. It's all very secretive water buffalo stuff.
Yeah,
right.
We've covered that on previous episodes.
Yeah, you definitely want to go back. So MSRP, I'm going to go with Ohio because it's cheaper and it makes me feel better. MSRP in Ohio, where you can actually find this on the regular, is $23.99. And that is as of today on the OHLQ site. So, and it's available at multiple stores as of today. So when you're watching this, probably not, because it'll be, a couple weeks later. But, hey, whatever.
It varies.
$23.99 for the 715 milliliter. $39.99 for the handle. In North Carolina, it were $29.99 for the 715. They didn't have a price for the handle. That is...
that's a good value
price. That is the story.
That's a good value.
And honestly, both of them are good, right? Yeah, I'd rather pay $23 than $29, but still, $29.99 is a good price for the
product. I've seen it price gouged for a lot higher, but at $23.99, it is a great pour to bring to all of your Christmas parties.
Yeah, and it's the right festive color. Look, you put a little red hat on this, and it's perfect.
Yeah,
it doesn't get more festive than that.
I don't like Christmas parties that much, though. They make me feel claustrophobic.
Anyway. JB and I did see severe price gouging on this when we were staying in Kentucky a couple of years ago.
Oh my gosh.
What was that? How much was that? Was it $4.99?
No, that was the Stag Junior that was $4.99, but the special reserve was $2.99.
Okay.
$300 for a bottle of Weller Special Reserve.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and it was positioned in a hotel lobby behind glass. Mm-hmm. So we had to pass it several times. And try not to laugh.
Yeah.
because we did most every time. Mm-hmm. Most every time. So JB, before we get to the nose palette and finish, I do want to take a look at a little bit of the history, yeah. Right? The Weller.
Let's do it.
W.L. William LaRue Weller, right, is a distiller who was credited with bringing the first wheat as a secondary grain, first wheated in a straight bourbon as opposed to rye, being the, not primary, secondary, but you know what I mean, the secondary, secondary prevalent grain. And then fast forward a little bit more, Weller hired Julian Van Winkle, who later known as Pappy. He began his career working for Weller. And then when Weller passed in 1899, the company eventually later went on to merge with Stitzer Distillery, which was owned by Julian Pappy Van Winkle. Companies worked together through Prohibition and made, I'm guessing, some of the best medicine ever, let's be honest. They worked under a medical license during Prohibition and eventually became the Stitzer Weller Distilling Company in 1935. Obviously then, now it's all rolled into the Buffalo Trace umbrella. So just a little bit of history. It's a prolific mash bill, right? Even though it's super secret and undisclosed and all those things, it makes some really good whiskey. This is, I think you'd agree, JB, you may not like my verbiage, but this is probably the most common of the line. As far as the drink,
why would I disagree?
And
with that?
We've already said it's 23 because I made fun of Common again. So it's $23.99. So it's approachable. It's affordable if you can find it. It's a great buy at MSRP. People gouge you for it. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's where we are right now in bourbon culture. So. If you can find it at retail, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great pickup at retail.
I
use them when I make bourbon infused peaches and cherries. So it's for me, it's an inexpensive one to get to use for that. But it adds some really good flavor that lends well to the
fruit. Does. Yeah, JB goes through gallons of this a year. So
I do. I buy handles over handles over handles. I wish I could just buy a barrel of it and get over, you know, get it.
It'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it? You probably could. You probably could. I mean, we can make it happen. I mean,
we'll have to see.
So what are you picking up on the nose?
I mean, the nose is a very classic bourbon nose, you know, honey and caramel. There's a really good sweetness to the nose.
There is. Good vanilla in addition to the honey and the caramel. The classic, you know, apple is green as the label, right?
Yeah, whenever I have Weller Special Reserve, I always on the nose and palate get that green apple.
Yeah,
it's, you know, on the palate, it's kind of like a sweet tart, you know, apple flavor. But I always say it's like a green caramel apple that's made with a green apple is kind of what it tastes like on the palate. So
and you're picking that up on the nose too. If you go,
I love the which you can do because too.
But, yeah, and this one isn't very the alcohol smell isn't prevalent, so you can really get a nice deep, deep nose. And when you do that, I pick up different things. I pick up a little bit more of the floral, which doesn't come through in the initial nosing. And you start to pick up some of that oak as well. All right, let's move.
Very light on the oak, but yes,
incredible. You have to pull it out of there.
All right, we're diving in. Hello, my old friend.
Yeah. So it's a. I don't want this to sound. I don't mean this bad. It's a gentle palate. It's soft. Yeah, it's approachable.
Yeah.
It's people who don't like whiskey would be able to drink this.
Yes.
It doesn't have a ton of burn. Which I mean, it's not age stated, but I'm assuming it's a little mature.
Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah, it's not offensive. Drinks easy. There's sweetness on the palate, very light spice, but I get more the tartness of the apple with some like a salted caramel on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good.
It is. It is that approachable candy apple. Well, not candy apple, the caramel apple. Like you said, it's a perfect description of it.
And the finish isn't long, but the finish, but it's a very pleasant finish because there's that sweetness on the finish, and there's on the finish is where I get more of the oak.
I agree. I get more of the oak, and then the honey and the caramel come right back.
Mm-hmm. It's that sweetness.
The nose is much more forward on the honey and the mm-hmm. caramel and the vanilla, and then the palate, and it's light apple. The palate to me is more apple, and then mm-hmm. the finish brings back that honey and caramel.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, with the oak, it really finishes with the oak.
Yeah, it does. It's not a long finish.
Mm-mm, no.
It's not disgustingly short, but it's not long.
It's a decent finish, you know?
Yeah.
You sit there and go, I just had a great glass of whiskey.
For a $23 pour, if you can find it. If you can find it.
That's the key there is finding it. Because sometimes I will look at said OHLQ website and it says a location has it.
No.
But then I go to that location and it doesn't.
Hmm.
And so it depends.
It's a sad JB day.
Yes. It depends on how much they get in, and there's a lot of factors that go into it. And sometimes I can go out and find it easily, and sometimes it feels like the Sahara Desert for like six weeks straight. Yeah. So that's just how it be in this hood, you know?
That is. That is.
Well, and the thing about Christmas puns, Rob, I know you didn't like most of them, but with Christmas puns, I always get the last sleigh. So it's so good.
Is it?
It's so good. But we did talk about some, the power of the Holy Spirit today.
Yeah.
About how the Holy Spirit illuminates our mind to truth. The truth about who Jesus is, this Lord and Messiah, and the truth about what a relationship with him looks like. And that Holy Spirit, that's open to you too. The opportunity to find joy in Jesus, a joy that will never perish, is that opportunity is available to you. So what I would suggest is allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate your mind to the truth. If you don't know who Jesus is, open yourself to the truth. And here's the truth. If you hear nothing else, Jesus loves you unconditionally. Yeah. The truth that Jesus is Lord. And when you open yourself up to him and you talk to him, he's going to listen to you. He wants to hear about your problems and your worries. And soon you will find out that the solutions to your problems will not be found in the perishable things of this world, but they will be found in the eternal God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So if you don't have a relationship with him, reach out to us, and we want to talk to you. We want to walk you through that, what it looks like to live a life in grace with Jesus.
Yeah.
And how can they reach out to us, Rob?
Absolutely, JB. So you can reach out to us at jbbibleandbourbon.com/social. That's kind of all of our social media links, as well as our contact information. You can email JB and I. Our emails are super easy. It's Rob or JB at jbbibleandbourbon.com. Reach out to us. We'd love to walk you through this. If you have any questions, be a safe place for some dialogue. jbbibleandbourbon.com/social.
It's a great place to go, because even if you don't want to be serious, you can go look at TikTok and see some stupidity on my part.
I mean, you definitely want to check out the eggnog recipe.
It's
that time of year.
And
we do have another recipe that'll be coming, but I'm not going to disclose it yet.
We're not disclosing.
It will be holiday themed.
There may be a crossover with another podcast.
Yeah.
A little collaboration with a podcast. Mm-hmm. And, who's to say?
And we bring liquor, so.
That's how we be.
That's how we be.
Well, thanks for joining us today on this part of our Advent series. So join us again next week. Again, we're releasing once a week during Advent.
Again.
And we're excited to bring you this wonderful Advent series about the Holy Spirit. So until then, may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
Yeah. We'll see y'all next time.